Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and I'm Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of stuff happens with Larry, but we don't talk about the things that happen with me much, because I really don't have a lot going on.
Well, I mean, maybe we should.
You know, for selling Avon for 27 years, I had a lot of stories to tell, but I won't tell them, but I could, but I won't. But I will share what happened the other day because I was perturbed.
Yeah.
I was perturbed, Larry.
Uh-huh.
You know, I go on daily walks, and it was a hot day that day. And I have a kind of like a fanny pack belt, kind of water holder / whatever you want in there.
Right.
And I always carry a backup
bottle of
water.
Oh, it's like an ammo belt, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm like the cops with the stuff around my waist,
yeah,
you know?
Serious stuff.
Yeah. And so I'm walking, and I see a police officer across the street.
Right.
And he has his black uniform on. It's very hot. I have a tank top on.
Sure,
I'm sweating.
Sure, because it's his job.
Right. And so I walk across the street in the middle of the block to give him a bottle of water.
Yeah.
And, oh, I forgot to say that my pack is insulated, so it does keep the water
cool. Oh, yeah, it's high-tech stuff, sure.
It is.
Yeah.
And so I give him, you know, well, I didn't give it to him yet. I walk across and I said, officer, you look so hot. Here's a bottle of water.
Uh-huh.
And he had this look on his face like I couldn't read him. I didn't know what to think, you know.
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe he's admiring my belt with all the goodies in it like he has his belt. But no, he said, I'm going to have to cite you for jaywalking.
Uh-huh.
In a rather nasty tone, Larry.
Right.
I was like, what?
So being an empath failed, yeah.
Right, I thought he was hot.
Uh-huh.
And he said, and I don't want a bottle
maybe
of water.
He was. Look, maybe he takes his job a little too seriously. Maybe he had a bad childhood. Who knows?
I don't know.
But you can't save the world, Dot. And sometimes, you know, always trying to do the right thing might end up giving you the wrong thing.
Well, he gave me a ticket. He gave me a ticket for jaywalking.
Sure he did.
I couldn't believe it.
Because you were jaywalking.
I was trying to give him a bottle of water.
Well, that's besides the point.
So he gives me the ticket. I'm embarrassed. I'm totally embarrassed. Because I see this police officer every now and again when I'm walking through town.
Well, do the crime, do the time.
Yeah. So now I'm some kind of jailbird walking down the street, so I got to find someplace else to walk, Larry. Where am I going to go?
So you're going to let it into... Here's an idea.
What?
Don't jaywalk.
Well, I won't do it again. I won't
Doesn't
do it again.
Doesn't matter what
but
the
you
reason
know,
is.
You know, here's what irritates me and to why I don't think this should be a problem, okay? And why I shouldn't have got a ticket, okay? The areas where you can cross at the intersections, okay? It's a cobblestone walk path, if you call it that. I don't even know, right? And it's hard to walk on. It really is.
Duh.
Why they did it, I don't know.
Duh.
What if about the people in wheelchairs?
If you
bikes?
Were, if,
strollers?
Listen, if you were carrying bread for some reason, would you jaywalk across a busy highway to feed a bird? Risk your life for it?
Well, it depends. If the bird was in trouble, I you know, I can't answer that because you know me with animals, Larry.
Ah, bird cop. What's the difference?
Right.
You don't, like, do something you shouldn't be doing to try to save the world.
I was just trying to be nice.
Yeah, well, it could have been.
It was hot.
More hydration for you if you kept the bottle.
I did keep it. He didn't want it.
Like well,
I poisoned it or something.
He didn't have to offer it either.
God, when somebody doesn't want my food or something, it's insulting.
Yeah.
Now, I know it was a bottle of water, but still.
Right. Then if he took your water, you'd come back all sweaty saying, I wish I had more water. What happened? Gave it to a cop.
Yeah. It's like the time that I brought the cookies to your place of work, and they told me they didn't want them. Why didn't they want my cookies?
I don't know. It's just, like, not everybody's, like, so giving, you know, so...
They think it's weird.
And apparently the cop just didn't care because all he saw was the jaywalking.
Oh, I think he needs some kind of... to fill some kind of quota for the month, how many tickets he has to give out. I don't know. It'll come back to him, I'm sure.
Well, he got you, didn't
he? So we just want to share this with you. Thanks you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye-bye.